Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Anabot. We automate sales and support with AI so you can close more deals, save more money, and make your team more productive. Visit anabots.ai to get started. That's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Tim Lewis. He's an author, podcaster, and traveler. His BizHap is about that time when he was interviewing someone, and in the middle of an interview, the stove collapsed. Tim, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you for having me so much, Anna. And you kind of said the gist of it then. So
oof.
The background was that I've got a couple of shows I run. One's the Oh No, Not Another Live show, and the other one's Book Chat Live. And last February, I was away in Scotland, because I live in London in the UK, but I was at a conference in Scotland, and it was in this hotel room. And I'm a big-ish guy. I'm the largest size. I'm 6'4", the rest of it. And it had this tiny stool, which is the only chair in this hotel room. So I perched up my laptop, and I did this interview with my co-host, Christelle, who's from San Diego. And 7 minutes in the interview, the stool gives way. So if you can imagine, I'm basically going like this, right in the middle of there's three of us. And it was a bit embarrassing with the guest, who was Amber Pacota, who was a preacher. I think they were more concerned about my welfare, and because it was like I was just dropped down. So, yes, it was quite embarrassing, but I've left it in. You can go and watch it on YouTube if you want to, on the Oh No, Not Another Live show YouTube feed. That video is still there. And 7 minutes in, yeah, I drop. You can see this chair collapsing, but then I managed to re-angle it so I was sitting on the bed. So that's basically my embarrassing business story. So once something like that's happened to you on a live stream, you can deal with anything in terms of...
Yes, once something happens to you on a live stream like that, and the whole world sees you, or the whole world that is looking at you sees you, you can deal with anything now.
Yes, and I think I recovered fairly well. So anybody who wants to watch that interview can. I'll leave you the link if you want to include it in your show notes, or not. So it's up to you.
Of course, yes.
Yeah.
So, tell me another takeaway from that experience that you had. Like, now you can deal with anything. Now that the world saw you like that.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this live show for since lockdown, so it's about 4 years now. And we've had guests walk out. We've had all sorts of weird things happen. We had one guest who got so nervous that she just walked out and stopped in the middle of the show. So after a while, you get used to it. And I'm somebody who's gone from the full spectrum of being worried about doing an audio podcast to now, just turn up. You can see I haven't dressed up properly for the occasion, but you get used to it. You get used to anything. Because a lot of business is fear of the bad thing happening.
Yeah.
But then sometimes the bad thing happens and you're like, oh, this isn't that bad, really. So, we worry about bad things, but sometimes we need the bad thing to happen to appreciate that the bad things often aren't that bad and we shouldn't be so worried about them. So that's the takeaway.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Tim, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
Well, as I say, I've got there's two shows I work on. There's Book Chat Live, where I interview authors about their favourite books. And there's Oh No, Not Another Live show. I've also got a travel YouTube channel, Tim Lewis TCF, on YouTube, where I talk about travel and other stuff. So any of those markets, I'm one of these dreadful multi-potentiate, whatever that word is, people who does a few things. So, I also do video editing work. If anybody wants medium quality video editing work, I can do that as well. So those are the things I do.
Fantastic. Well, that's it for today.
Okay.
Thanks so much to our guest, Tim Lewis, for coming on and sharing his story about that time when the stove collapsed and the whole world saw him just disappear.
Yeah.
If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder. If you want help in selling AI systems so you can automate your business without becoming a tech genius, visit annabots.com and get started with us in as little as 30 minutes. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.